Nathan's girl alongside Matt Wilhelm. It's time to preview the Browns and the Bears. The Bears 4-10, and they love Ditka. What a perfect mustache for this occasion to preview the Bears. Looks like you could be right out of that SNL skit. But this is a Bears team, 4-10. The Browns, we talked about, still in search of their first win. The Bears have guaranteed victory. Akeem Hicks has done that, and they do have a good defense.
They absolutely do have a good defense. But the thing about the Chicago Bears is they have lost 6 of their last 7. So, yes, they do have 4 victories. A lot of those came early in the season. And in some cases, they're still trying to figure out exactly who Mitchell Trubisky is and how do they win on offense with Mitchell Trubisky. But I think for us, stopping the run, which we've done for the most part very well all season long, it's stopping Jordan Howard and forcing these wide receivers and Mitchell Trubisky to beat us through the air.
Yeah, Jordan Howard, the 4th leading rusher in the NFL. Their leading receiver is Kendall Wright. He's got 50 catches, just over 500 yards, although over 180 yards the last 2 weeks. They're without their top tight end, Zach Miller, who had that horrific leg injury, although Adam Shaheen, the 6'7 rookie, has got a couple of touchdowns the last few weeks. Now, you talk about this defense. It's top 12 in every single statistical category. It's not a defense that has a lot of superstars, although Akeem Hicks having a nice year with 8 sacks. Lamar Houston back with them, 4 sacks in 3 games. But again, they're just solid. They just get the job done.
They really are. And I think it's on Hugh Jackson and these coaches to dive in and construct a game plan where they find some of the nuances. Because as you said, they're just very consistent. They're very solid. And so they're not really anything you can attack. So how do we construct a game plan with a healthy Josh Gordon, with a healthy Corey Coleman, as well as our tight end groups, Crow and Duke, and just get everybody touches to kind of just nickel and dime ourselves and maybe take a shot down the field where you catch somebody sleeping?
Yeah, you want to get Josh Gordon involved, get his yards back up after a down week last week, and Corey Coleman as well. Both of them struggled against the Baltimore Ravens. But I think you could see a lot of Isaiah Crowell in this one. Over the last 4 weeks, Crowell averaging 6.6 yards per carry and has been running very well out of season high, over 120 yards 2 weeks ago against the Green Bay Packers. Now, what's interesting about this Bears team you talked about, they're 4-10. 3 of those wins have come against the AFC North.
Yep.
They beat the Steelers at home. They beat the Ravens in Baltimore. In overtime. And they beat the Bengals badly in Cincinnati just 2 weeks ago. If they beat the Browns, it would be a complete sweep of the AFC North, which is crazy. I mean, I don't even know the last time the Browns swept the AFC North.
Sure.
And they get 2 opportunities against them every single year. So it's the Browns and the Bears, really, you know, with week 17 in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, it looks like, will need to play for the playoffs. You got to think this is really the last best chance for the Browns to find that victory and avoid an 0-16 season. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching our game preview, and keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.